CITR, Inside Up Radio. You're now rocking with the best? I don't know. I had to stop doing stuff like that.
Hello.
Hey, who's that?
This is Mike on.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
What a do.
Yeah, it's Kevin. Kevin Eames.
Hello.
He's with us.
Thanks for having me, Zia.
Oh, anytime.
In advance, I don't know that we could have a terrible time though, so
I could really mess this all up easily.
I'm looking in your direction.
No, I think I have a pretty good grasp on what's happening here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous. How was your weekend?
This weekend was awesome, actually. Yeah, Saturday night was amazing. I finally got to see Martin.
Yeah.
It's been a long time wanting to see Martin, and he definitely came through.
Oh yeah, that was great. It was the Red Bull Music Academy artist talk, and then after there was the after party for that, and Egyptrix and Martin did the damn thing, and it was really great.
I guess we should probably be honest, and we were both at the lecture as well, and that was also a good time for sure.
Red Bull does great things. It's just like you never really get to go to a free talk where it'd be like, oh, it's Martin, this crazy Dutch producer who's made like a bunch of my favorite tunes.
You know what? On the note of Red Bull, like, it would be easy to be like, corporate involvement in art, but they honestly do so much with this music stuff that you can't really hate on them at all.
I mean, not at all. And like, the thing is when like arts funding is getting cut around the world or like whatever, like in Canada especially, someone needs to step up and like fill that void.
Very poignant observation.
Well, and if it's gonna be a corporation that's gonna like sponsor me to do something, gonna send me off to this awesome music academy, then why not?
Yeah, no, it's kind of time to drop any false ethics you may pretend to hold at that point and just go to New York.
Exactly. I mean, someone has to pay for us to do things.
Yeah, for real.
I'm looking in your direction, Red Bull.
Yeah.
So that was really great. Did anything else happen? Well, you played a Fortune.
I did, and we played rap, and I always have a good time playing rap.
Yeah, and I barged in that room at one point, and
you MC'd, and that was really good.
Yeah, I did what I did on the radio, except I was way drunker when I did it.
So it was way better, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I should just always drink alcohol before I do the show.
Well, you drive us here, so no, thank you.
Get into the Inside Out Radio Death Cab.
What's coming up this weekend? What are you excited about? What's going down?
Well, I mean, there's Midnight Cities coming up. We got
this is a great segue.
Yeah, Midnight Cities on Saturday at the Waldorf. And we have none other than the legendary MK.
Which is a pretty monumental booking.
It's pretty crazy. It's his first time in Canada ever. He's been like making music since the 80s. He's remixed everyone and their grandmother. Like literally. He's done like Madonna remixes and B-52 remixes. But then he's also done some, like, he also does really legitimate great stuff. Like his track Burning is amazing, and the fourth measurement shit is like insane.
I think shows like this are an interesting tell of the scene in Vancouver too. Like, I think when we did Todd Edwards, for example, we saw people out who we have never seen before.
Yeah.
And, you know, who are totally in tune with the music, but aren't in tune with the crossover scene that's happened around, like, the classics and the influence that has on the current state of whatever.
I should just inform you guys, Kevin was one of the partners on the Yours Truly parties.
Yeah, so for you to now be bringing MK like months after bringing Todd Edwards is super rad. Like, I mean, Kenny Dope's been through as well, like,
yeah,
for experience at Fortune.
But it's always like a different vibe for like when Kenny Dope played there. I went the first time he played, and it was different than what I expected. He played more like late 90s New York stuff.
Yeah, I think MK will be a little more quote unquote underground than like a Kenny Dope set.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess at least.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what he plays. I mean, it's like,
especially at the Waldorf, like in that room, it's gonna be a bit more of like a darker vibe.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's he can't really mess it up. Like,
probably not.
Everyone loves his production. I love his production. Like, as long as he plays that kind of stuff, I'm gonna be.
Well, I mean, Todd Edwards brought the heat super hard.
Oh yeah, Todd Edwards killed it, and like, yeah, that was the best. So, I mean, on classic guys like that, who they don't really do any wrong. They're pretty great.
And just to keep plugging this weekend, the Friday night. I am also playing at the Waldorf. The Waldorf, apparently the place to be in March. Lots of great bookings. What is coming up? Pesner is coming up in 2 weeks, who is one of my favorite techno producers out of Seattle on free range and crosstown stuff. But anyways, this Friday, Laser Sword and Salva, nice guys, amazing producers, and that's going to be a great show as well.
Yeah, and you're on that bill.
And I'm on that bill, and Expendable Youth and Nunga Zagazoo.
Is it Nguzu Nguzu?
I have no idea.
And that's like, my dad speaks Swahili pretty fluently, and like...
Is it a Swahili word?
I'm just gonna... It looks like a Swahili word.
Okay.
And like, if it was a Swahili word from like being around my dad and his family speaking it, that's how I pronounce it. Okay. Nguzu Nguzu. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
It's really quite a complicated name.
Let's just call them Ted.
Ted. Playing with Ted.
Yeah.
I think this is probably the moment where you should start DJing.
I also think it is. All right, guys. I'm going to play some music. Enjoy.
Move your body. The search for over 4,000 volunteers to join the crew at the BMO Vancouver Marathon has begun. The Vancouver International Marathon Society, the nonprofit group responsible for the event, is reaching out to any and all interested volunteers to participate in over 30 different volunteer roles available this year. Volunteers have until April 25th to register for the positions through the online registration system on the BMO Vancouver Marathon website. For more information on the volunteer program and how to register, just visit bmovanmarathon.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Do you guys like bikes? Do you guys like Kevin Ames? I like both.
Yeah.
Do you like Jules? I like Jules. Jules is hanging out.
I like it. You know what I really like?
What is up, your Jules?
Is your chapstick is really nice.
It's really crap, actually. I'm never buying Nivea again. I'm sticking with the good old Burt's Bees.
You know what I should say is the packaging for your chapstick is nice.
Very aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you. I'll upload a picture to Instagram.
It looks sick.
Yeah. Everyone who's out there, just Google Nivea chapstick. Okay, let's look.
It's like frosted blue.
It's enough. Okay, this is Eames for the next half an hour. Enjoy.
Don't.
A symphony of melodies just right. We're in the key of real love. But there was a time when you'd say your heart wasn't ready to play. But that feeling was oh so, so strong. So I kept pressing on with the notion that we should just try. Open your eyes just one more night and let love decide. Your eyes just one more time and let love decide.
Thank you. We'll be right back. yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was great. I enjoyed it. That was a good time.
That new Scuba is wild.
Yeah, that was a fun tune.
It's kind of insane.
Oh, what was that song you played? The one that they yelled exclusive over, because that was pretty dope.
Oh, that was a new tune that I have. Yeah.
Have you given, what are you going to call it?
You know, it has a name. I can't remember it right now.
I think you should just call it exclusive.
Yeah, in parentheses.
You should call it Booze Can.
Damn, what did I call that tune? I'd have to go look at my computer. But yeah, I got that. I got some other new tunes. Who knows? People might hear them soonish.
Well, I want to hear them sooner than later.
You'll probably hear them on the way home. I don't know. I'll play some.
Maybe.
Okay.
If I'm lucky. Yeah, no, that was great.
Thanks for having me.
We have 3 minutes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, the new Scuba is wild. I only gave that record a good listen this week. And
I skimmed through it and I was like, what? He's always just doing crazy shit.
The way that he has now owned like 3 different genres, like written records that are
just
so
like,
cohesive. The sound palette is so wired, and he's on
to something.
People give him flack on the internet right now, like, because it sounds more commercial than ever, but like,
I don't know, records are records. If it's good music, it's good music.
Damn, it's super. Nina, that's the track. It's Scuba. It's Not July. It's the other big. I'm gonna go look.
Look, and tell us the name of your song too.
The Scuba track's called Ignition Key. It's crazy. The other big track I like off that is July. And the track that you heard that is mine is called The Things You've Done.
The Things You've Done.
Yeah.
Nice.
I referenced all my new batch of tunes. They're all referenced off the vocal sample of the title of the track, because I'm super unoriginal with titling tracks.
Should hire my consulting firm to name your tracks for you.
Oh, God.
Don't put his track name.
Yeah, track. I'll be the track master.
Jules, what are you going to play tonight? What's going down in the trap house tonight?
Crimes and Treasons. It's going to be 2 hours of real trap shit. Trapaholics.
Someone get me some hairspray and a bit.
Yeah.
We're
about to burn it. So yeah, and then maybe some R&B because Cody's not here. So Cody's not here, it's like,
yeah, but
I'm not
feeling that rapping bullshit though.
Time to get sensitive, man.
I have feelings.
So this is a really intense break in this tune. Oh, there we go. I played this specifically because it's really harsh. I love this tune. Dasso and Pawas. Dasso.
It'll sound like
new Pawas EP this week. It's really good. Pick that up.
This makes me want to be in a dark room at 6 in the morning.
This is one of those tunes I rarely get to play when I DJ, so I'm like, I'm on the radio, lol.
That's the great thing about the show, is just you just come on here and your audience is me and Jules and maybe a wall.
Shout out Bradford, Nina, Andrew Rice, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and I'm, just call me Captain Stabbing. Is that like stabby songs?
We'll see you all at the Waldorf this weekend.
Yeah, Friday night is Laser Sword and Guzu and Guzu. Who else?
Salva.
Salva. Eames is on that bill.
Spendable Youth.
Spendable Youth.
And Saturday night, it's going down. The legend, the man, MK, with the Midnight City dudes.
Yeah, that's us. Woo. Midnight City, MK, myself, Aleem, JK. Woo. Saturday night, the Waldorf. We're doing it real big.
There's something in the hideaway. Who knows? It'll be good, though.
It's going to be wild.
Thanks for listening. Zia, thanks for having me.
You're always welcome. Enjoy.